Dictation for Miata Wilkins, KENYATTA. Last name is Wilkins, WILKINS. Date of service is 5/10/2023. Date of birth 4/6/1970. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Report that she suffers from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, right shoulder, lower back, and across the lower back, as well as into the left and right leg, front of both legs, all the way to the ankle, and clear part of the left leg in as soon as to permitom fashion. In addition, she reports she fell down 12 steps in the basement, and she lost her balance, and she is having extreme pain today to the tune of 10. She is unable to move her shoulder beyond 90 degrees, and she reports pain of being 10 in each shoulder. She could not sleep. She has gained 15 pounds and fell on 5/2/2023. She could not go to the emergency room, and she reports the pain has remained at 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are affected on a scale of 1 to 10. With general activity, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life being reported as being of a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Overall, 100 patient does relieve pain when therapy, medications, compounding cream are all used, marijuana, and system review is from the chart, the addiction history, substance abuse, and compliance history from the chart, please. Physical exam. Blood pressure is 142/81, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam will come previous visit of 4/28/2023, dictation number 0504-102, along with diagnosis. Plan is to provide patient an injection of Radol to relieve the pain, injection of the left knee intra-articular and also left infrapatellar tendon injection is being advised. Please mention the examination as well as here in medical indication that patient has tenderness of the infrapatellar tendon to the recent fall, as well as there is severe pain inside the left knee. Examination, blood pressure is 42/81, pulse is 95, pulse of 98. So the rest exam is the same previous visit of 4/28/2023, dictation 0504-102, along with the diagnosis. Plan is to continue psychiatric care for her. She's seen Dr. Hussain and Dr. Rosie at Hertz Hospital. She is also seeing a neurologist at DMC Hospital, which is perfectly fine. MRIs for the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the left shoulder was ordered on her previous visit, which still need to done. We have emailed to the department. Neurology referral has been ordered to Dr. Velugutti, psychiatry to Dr. Hussain for her bipolar issues. An X-ray of the left knee was ordered to identify any fracture. Since patient fell 12 steps, she has also ordered a X-ray of the right hip. Just make sure she is complaining of a lot of pain in groin and the area. I am providing one type of medication, Narcan over 325 per hour for 30 days, 60 tablets, just for pain relief, one time only. Injection to the left knee intra-articular and injection to the left infrapatellar tendon is ordered. Today is going to be provided. Medical indications are history all on her left knee from 12 steps and see pain and swelling in infrapatellar part of the tendon below the kneecap as well as inside the knee. An injection is provided to provide relief from pain and increase the need for for the pain medicines, and is being ordered to identify any fracture. Toradol injections also provided 2 cc's in muscular. The procedure for intra-articular injection of knee was according to protocol, and the injection to the intrapatellar tendon was done by injecting cc's of dexamethasone with Marcan 0.5% to the intrapatellar tendon under the ethyl pyrite spray. After achieving the asepsis, band-aid was applied. The patient did report relief of pain. No hematoma was applied. Thank you.